Jim Carnicelli's AI Blog, Sunday, October 7th, 2007. Video Stabilizer. I haven't had much chance to do coding for my AI research of late. My most recent experiment dealt more with patch matching in video streams. Here's a source video, taken from a hot air balloon, with a run of what I'll call a video stabilizer applied. The figure below is of two videos side by side. On the left is a video, like I say, taken from a hot air balloon. The person taking this video pans his camera left and right, trying to take in the vista. It's lots of trees and hills, very beautiful. He also pans his camera down to look at the trees on the ground below for a while, and then pans back up. As you watch this video, you can see a little colored frame that appears, and as the camera pans to the right or to the left, the little frame follows and sort of tracks with the video. As it goes off screen, a new frame is put in back into the center, and the process continues on. The right-hand video is what's inside of that little colored frame as it follows. It presents a more stabilized view, if you will, than this source video, which is fairly unstable. Okay. The colored follower frame in the left video does its best to lock on to the subject it first sees when it appears. As the follower moves off center, a new frame is created in the center to take over. The right video is the contents of the colored frame. If the two videos appear out of sync, try refreshing this page once the videos are totally loaded. This algorithm does a surprisingly good job of tracking the ambient movement in this particular video. That was the point, though. I wondered how well a visual system could learn to identify stable patterns in a video if the video was not stable in the first place. I reasoned that an algorithm like this could help a machine vision system make the world a little more stable for second-level processing of source video. The algorithm for this feat is unbelievably simple. I have a code class representing a single follower object. A follower has a center point relative to the source video and a width and height. We'll call this a patch of the video frame. With each passing frame, it does a bit-level comparison of what's inside the current patch against the contents of the next video frame in search of a good match. For each patch considered in the next frame, a difference calculation is performed, which is very simple. For each pixel in the two corresponding patches, current frame and next frame, under consideration, the difference in the red, green, and blue values are added to a running difference total. The candidate patch that has the lowest total difference is considered the best match and is thus where the follower goes in this next frame. Here's the code for comparing the current patch against a candidate patch in the next frame. I'm not going to read aloud the C-sharp code here, but let me describe it briefly. It's about 10 lines or so. The function name is compare regions, and it takes offset x and offset y integers as input. There's an outer loop for y equals, you know, the left to the right, for x equals, top to bottom, for x equals left to right, and pixel by pixel, it's comparing the patch, the fixed current patch, against some target patch in the next frame. And for each pixel within that candidate patch, compared to the corresponding pixel in the current patch, you've got a difference, total difference equals the current total difference plus the absolute value of dot red minus B dot red, which is to say the red component, the difference between them, simple subtraction and absolute value, plus the green component's difference, plus the blue component's difference. And when it's done looping through all of that, it returns the total difference between the fixed patch of the current frame with the candidate patch that's being considered in the new frame. Assuming the above gibberish makes any sense, you may notice y plus equals scan spacing, and the same for x. That's an optimization. In fact, the program does include a number of performance optimizations that help make the runtime on these processes more bearable. First, a follower doesn't consider all possible patches in the next frame to decide where to move. It only considers patches within a certain radius of the current location. Offset X, for example, may only be plus or minus 50 pixels, which means if the subject matter in the video slides horizontally more than 50 pixels between frames, the algorithm won't work right. Still, this can increase frame processing rates tenfold, with smaller radii yielding shorter runtimes. As for y plus equals scan spacing, that was a shot in the dark for me. I was finding frame processing was taking a very long time still. So I figured, why not skip every nth pixel in the patches during the patch comparison operation? I was surprised to find that even with scan spacing of 10, with a patch of at least 60 pixels wide or tall, the follower didn't lose much of its ability to track the subject matter. Not surprisingly, the higher the scan spacing, the lower the fidelity, but the faster. Doubling scan spacing means a fourfold increase in the frame processing rate. I'm inclined to think the process demonstrated in the above video is analogous to what our own eyes do. In any busy motion scene, I think your eyes engage in a very muscle-intensive process of locking in, moment by moment, on stable points of interest. In this case, the follower's fixation is chosen at random, essentially. Whatever is in the center becomes the fixation point. Still, the result is that our eyes can see the video, frame by frame, as part of a continuous, stable world. By fixing on some point while the view is in motion, whether on a television or looking out a car window, we get that more stable view. Finally, one thought that kind of drives this research, but is really secondary to it, is that this could be a practical algorithm for video stabilization. In fact, I suspect the makers of video cameras are using it in their digital stabilization. It would be interesting to see someone create a freeware product or plugin for video editing software, because the value seems pretty obvious.